for the latest happenings on the diamond.
This team will come up with a lot of different things. So for now, we've got a chief head. It works.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
I'm out on deep dish pizza. Sorry.
No, do not apologize for that take. It's the correct take.
Apologize for being out on deep dish pizza.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Ewald Automotive. Shop the Ewald Automotive Group's exclusive best used car selection of over 600 of your favorite cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit any of their 8 locations or shop online at ewaldauto.com. And by Century Foods. Win the ultimate baseball fan experience from Century Foods. You could throw out the first pitch, hold the finish line for the famous racing sausages, or be on the field for batting practice. Enter at your local Century Foods.
The truth is, we just could not figure out which walk song to play with Sophia Minert here. We talked about Walk This Way. We talked about Walk the Line, Walk Like an Egyptian, Walking on Sunshine. Sophia Minert, what was with the walks last night in the Brewers' eventual loss to the Rockies?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, things like that happen sometimes in baseball. Sometimes things happen that just don't make sense. You know, Andrew Chafin came in and, you know, he was the one that started the 10th inning and the runner on second, leadoff walk, and then this sacrifice bunt single that falls and base is loaded, and then everything that happened after that. And I think, you know, they brought in Abner Uribe, the rookie, after that, and he's been really, really good, and they've kept trying to give him these little tests, and that's as big as one of you could have. You know, base is loaded there in extra innings, and unfortunately he walked to the next two. So, yeah, I think crazy things happen sometimes in baseball. Definitely not the inning that the Brewers wanted there, but you get to do it again today. So we're getting ready for a day game now.
Sophia, with the Central as close as it is, when does it pivot from winning series to now it's just one game at a time?
Yeah, I think the focus is still very much on winning series. They do have a number of division series left. Specifically, you know, they're done with the Reds. They handled that, have the season series tiebreaker, so that's good. In terms of the other teams, the Chicago Cubs, they've just come out on fire here in the second half since the All-Star break. You know, they've put themselves back in the race, and so they've got six left against the Cubs, including the very last series here at home to finish the regular season. So, look, they've played really well within the division. That's what you want to do, is, like, win those division series. They've got a tough road trip coming up here. They've got the Chicago White Sox, and then three in L.A. against the Dodgers, and then three in Texas against the Rangers, who have had a really good year in the American League West. So they've got a tough stretch here coming up. And, like, obviously losses like last night hurt. You know, those are games that you feel like, you're already getting into that mode of, you know, man, the Cubs won, the Reds lost, you're trying to gain ground. That's what kind of stood out about this division race, is there has not been a lot of separation. No team has had more than a 2.5 game lead in the division. So you are starting to get into that mode of, like, a team is trying to separate itself, and you hope that they can put together a good streak here and do that and hopefully pad that lead a little bit.
Sophia, I want to go back to Abner Uribe, and I understand he had the two walks last night, but they've got to be pretty excited about his overall body of work. I know he's starting to get some traction on social media because of Rob Friedman's Pitching Ninja account and the mm-hmm. just the power sinkers that he's throwing. It's getting everybody excited the same way everybody got excited about the airbender changeup that Devin Williams threw. How excited is the team about his future, considering he's 23 and throwing 100-mile-an-hour power sinkers?
Yeah, his story is really interesting. I'm glad you asked about him. You know, he did not come up as, like, a very highly regarded prospect. He signed for just $80,000 coming out of the Dominican Republic, which I know sounds like a lot of money, but in the prospect world, really isn't. And it really wasn't until after the COVID season, obviously no minor league season there, he did a workout with Carlos Villanueva, and that's when he started to hit 100. And you know, took a video and sent a video to Matt Arnold, and the whole group was like, whoa, you know, we've got something here. He was just 19 or 20 at the time. And so that really opened their eyes of, like, this kid's got a special arm, and they really put their hands on him in terms of, like, this was a pretty big development project, just on and off the field. He only pitched 88 minor league innings. He had a knee injury last year. He only pitched in two games. But in spring training, he's really opened some eyes. I mean, just with the velocity, the power stuff, the sinker is so unique. You mentioned Rob Friedman and Pitching Ninja. He had a strikeout to Jack Sawinski on Sunday against the Pirates. That was, I mean, it was movement on a pitch that you're like, how is that even possible? I think Friedman called it like demonic and possessed or something. You know, like we throw out these words like nasty and filthy and gross. And this was like, this was something else. You know, I think the Airbender is a good comp for just, it's just a unique pitch. And again, just 23. So he is very much still in a development phase for the Brewers, but look, the raw stuff is there. He's performed really well here. And I think he could be a really good weapon for them here down the stretch because it's just really unique.
Sophia Minert joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as she does each and every week during the Brewer season. And we bring Sophia on because she obviously has unprecedented inside access to the Milwaukee Brewers, can tell us exactly what is going on, especially when a mystery sort of starts to develop around the team. Sophia, what is happening with the Cheesehead? Where did the Cheesehead go? All of a sudden the Cheesehead has disappeared. That's not a thing that they're doing anymore. And the guys are being a little cryptic about why and what and all that. What can you tell us about the Cheesehead celebration?
Well, guys, as we know, good Wisconsinites that we are, cheese has an expiration date.
Oh, my gosh.
We do not want the cheese to get moldy. No, I'm kidding. Look, I just think on the road trip, they scored a lot of runs against Atlanta, but ultimately got swept. Kind of same issues there in the next series against the Nationals in D.C. So it was just kind of a tough trip, and I think the players kind of collectively got to a point where it's like, okay, this just doesn't feel right at this point. So the Cheesehead is still very much alive. It's still with the team. It's just been, put away for a little while. We don't know. Maybe it'll come back. Maybe it won't. I mean, they've gone through so many different versions of this, right? Like the bell, the Infinity Gauntlet Club. We've had confetti at times, the Cheesehead now. I mean, these things kind of, they come and go in phases. So we'll see what happens if the Cheesehead makes an August or September return or a postseason return. But for now, the Cheesehead is like on a little bit of a sabbatical, I guess.
That's kind of weird, as superstitious as baseball players are. Did they replace it with something else?
Yeah, high fives.
Just a good old,
that's
gonna,
it?
Yeah, good old
high
fashion,
five.
The good old-fashioned high five and fist pump and pat on the rear end is getting the job done right now.
Old school. Okay, I kind of like
celebration.
It.
I guess we're going old school. And I think, you know how athletes are. They are certainly superstitious. This group really is not, but I think it's just a feel thing for them. It's just, as you got to a point where it just wasn't feeling right, and they had a tough road trip, and it just felt like, okay, maybe this isn't the time for this. So we'll see if it maybe comes back later.
Sophia,
or they go to something else.
Sophia, we've been talking on the show today about embarrassing sports things that happened in your life. If you and it all started with Ashton playing golf yesterday at the company.
That's
golf,
what you want to
outing.
Call it.
I don't know what that was. He threw the club. The club slipped
happened.
Out of his hand. He almost killed like three people. Do you have
true.
An embarrassing sports moment?
Oh, my gosh.
There doesn't have to be potential casualties either. That is not a standard. It's not
there
a requirement
also wasn't
for
yesterday.
The story.
I was in middle school, I think, and my dad really wanted me to run track, and he really wanted me to do this track meet, and I really did not want to do it. I was pretty adamant I didn't want to do it. I made it pretty clear to him, but, dads always win. And he, I think, thought it would be a good experience for me and good lesson for me and whatever. He just thought he was right. And I ran probably the most horrendous race at the 100. I it was horrendous. I didn't practice for it. I didn't like train for it. I was very clear I did not want to participate in it. I just had a really bad attitude about it, and honestly I regret it, because I should have just sucked it up and done it. But I was also trying to prove a point to him of like, you're not going to make me do something I don't want to do. But, you know, ultimately I lost that one. So that was not great. That was definitely one I would like back.
You didn't eat Chinese food before the race or anything, did you?
No. But I pretty much mailed. I probably should have, honestly. That probably my performance. Or at least that I would have had an excuse for my poor performance.
I can tell you how that one ends, if you're curious.
Yeah.
We can offline about that if you'd like.
Now, you don't want to share the story again.
We're offline. Okay, we've told the story too many times at this point. Speaking of expiration dates, Sophia, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great one. Hopefully the Brewers can get the win today against the Rockies before they head out on that road trip. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Sophia Minard, of course, can be seen on Bally Sports Wisconsin.